A small and cozy bakery is located in a three-story red wooden house. It looks slightly neglected, but still pretty. It's been late and the last customers go out. Pauline, the owner of the bakery, cleans up. She is a kind woman, but exhausted. There is a pair of an old man and a boy who play in chess at the table. The 11-year-old boy is Jean, Pauline's son, a redhead kid with freckles all over his face. He wears a funny frog hat. The old man is Grandpa. He looks so tidy and wears a shirt with a bow tie. Grandpa is a kind and funny old with young soul. It is a tense game. Well, at least for the boy. Jean moves his black queen to the white king.
Check.
Grandpa pretends to think. Then he moves the bishop near the black king.
Checkmate! Ha ha!
He laughs and dances.
Grandpa, it's not fair. You always win.
You're too focused on how to make me loose. That is why you don't see what's going on. So I drove you into a trap.
But I'll win next time.
Next time, maybe. But now...
Grandpa waits for something from Jean. Jean takes out some candies from his pocket and gives them to Grandpa unwillingly.
Grandpa, are you taking Jean's candies again?
I won them. I deserve.
David comes out of the utility room. He works in this bakery with his wife, Pauline.
Did you give Mrs. Walls croissants with chocolate?
Nope, with strawberry.
Yeah. But it seems that you mixed up them.
Me? You mean that was my fault?
They quarrel, but Jean plays. It seems that he has got used to his parents' fights.
Pew, pew!
Grandpa doesn't mention it either. He eats the candies and dances. David looks around. Too much noise. He blows up.
Quiet! You two, go to sleep.
Grandpa and Jean go slowly to the ladder that leads to their flat upstairs. They definitely conceive something.
Let's go, Grandpa.
Let's go.
Welcome to the first episode of the Dreamwalkers podcast. I'm your guide to the world of dreams and the secrets it holds. In this podcast, you will hear the story of a boy named Jin, who embarks on an incredible journey to save his grandfather and his two extraordinary companions. Stay tuned for new episodes every week. And now, step into the enigmatic realm of dreams. Jean flops onto his bed and falls asleep in a moment. In the next room, Grandpa flops onto his bed too, but before falling asleep, he looks at a picture in a frame on his bedside table. He in his 30s with a stunning woman beside him, his wife. Grandpa touches the frame sentimentally.
Good night, my dear. We'll meet again soon.
He falls asleep. A few seconds later, Grandpa's soul rises from his body. He is in another world, the world of dreams. Jean, hanging in the air, is waiting for him.
You're late.
I was busy.
Let's go. You promised to show me the ocean.
Grandpa takes Jin by the hand and they fly out of the house. They fly so naturally, like there are no rules. They glide through the streets, but people don't see them. Later, they sit on the top of the roof of their small, cozy house with an amazing view of the night city.
Why did you say to Grandma that you'll meet again soon?
Everybody will meet again someday, and you'll meet me too.
I don't understand.
Well, of course you don't. You're too young.
Do you think that Grandma hears you?
Of course. People don't vanish just like that. Their souls live in another world.
Another world? But if we can do this, maybe we can go there and see what it's like.
Okay. I'll tell you a secret, but you must promise not to tell anyone. Do you promise?
Yeah. Come on, tell me.
Well, we can go there. Theoretically.
That's great. Let's go.
Oh, no.
Why not?
First of all, I found out about it recently, and I'm still not sure. Secondly, I won't take you with me. It could be dangerous.
That's not fair.
Someday, maybe.
But where is it?
Somewhere far, far away. Behind the stars, there is a whole world.
Like our world?
Not at all. It's more magical.
Eh, fantastic.
Calm down, calm down. Plus, I am old, but you're a kid, and you need to explore the real world too. You need friends.
I have friends.
Who? Me?
And Grandpa Pierre.
Your friends are two old men. I need to talk to your parents about that.
Fine. Let's prepare.
But till then, you need to go to sleep.
You're not going.
I'll come back later.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
It's a dream world with a dark blue sky. There are two huge trees. One is bright, with golden leaves, the other, dark with black leaves. They grow from the endless starry sea. On the bright tree live magic sirens, who create good dreams in the human's world. On the other tree live shadows, who transform in people's nightmares. They descend the starry sea to appear in human's world. The sirens, magnificent creatures, birds' bodies and faces with human traces, fly from the tree. Some of them dive into the sea, others fly out of it. A couple of sirens prepare to dive in.
I don't like transforming into bears. Just don't like them.
Yeah, I agree.
They prepare to jump. But then...
Guys, wait for me!
A tiny siren, who looks like a fledgling with small wings, runs towards them. It's Gloria. She's out of breath.
Wait! I'm coming!
I'm ready to fly with you.
Sirens laugh arrogantly.
You fly with us? And what will you do there?
I'll enter people's dreams too.
How? You don't have any power. Look at your wings, you can't even fly.
I'll try. Just give me a chance.
No, chick, you'll stay here.
They fly down to the light flow in the starry sea. Gloria looks devastated. She wants to go there so bad, but nobody takes her seriously.
Stupid wings.
She notices an old and noble siren, Kila. He looks at her.
Gloria, sit down.
He points at the carriage. Gloria gasps, but sits down obediently. Kila grabs the carriage with his claws and flies high. He puts down the carriage on the floor of the vast rotunda on the top of the tree.
You wanted to go there? Again?
They didn't let me. I'm just a tiny bird to them.
You are different.
I know, but I am a siren and my mission is to give beautiful dreams to people. I'm sure that I can do it.
Of course you are, but until you're ready, you shouldn't go there.
Yeah.
Someday you will show your power and I know that it will be even mightier than ours.
I've been waiting for eternity.
Do you remember the story about Aces the Great?
Gloria is frustrated and looks down.
Everybody knows that myth.
It's not a myth. It's our spring. Aces was just a seagull, and once he met a man, the man was kind to him and fed him. But Aces saw how the man was tormented by nightmares and wanted to help him to have good dreams. He started to train day and night until he found the stone, the Auxil.
And Aces turned to the very first siren. That doesn't help.
Maybe that would help.
Kila removes a leaf that was obscuring the column. On the top of it is Auxil, a pure crystal stone.
The Auxil, the magic stone. And it was here, all this time.
I told you to remember this story, but I hope that you understood what I was talking about.
Gloria turns back, and it seems that she's got a plan.
I got it.
At the same time, nightmares from the other tree dive into the starry sea and come back as the sirens did. One shadow, previously invisible, appears from the light flow. It quickly crawls up the trunk and hides behind some branches so that nobody can see it, and it stops on a thick branch. It makes sure that there is nobody around and reveals itself. It's Desp, the nightmare, one of the best in his business. He gasps with relief, looking tired and having no strength to do his job anymore.
Another workday is done.
Desp! Buddy!
Oh no! It seems that he is not alone after all. Desp puts on a fake smile and turns around. He sees a friendly group of nightmares approaching him.
Guys, how's it going?
Well, not as good as you, but we did our best to scare people. Look, here's Charlie.
They put a younger one forward. He is shy and thrilled to meet Desp.
He's a new one. It's his first day.
Oh, I can't believe that it's you. You're a legend.
Well, not so.
Maybe you'll give him a couple of words of advice.
Desp, confused by this request.
Be good.
Whoa! Like a legacy fell down on my shoulders.
I mean, you just need to feel their fear and just give in to this feeling. But not too much. Don't scare them to death, you know? It's hard to stop, but don't become a maniac like Howard, who follows a guy who is afraid of clowns and has given him the same nightmare for 20 years.
Yeah, poor Tony. He's still on medication.
Just remember that our purpose is to let people fight with their fears. Good dreams are great, but nightmares, that's the key to everything.
But I want to be as cool as you, so frightful.
I'm not...
Where do you get inspiration from?
He doesn't know the answer to this question.
I don't know. I gotta go.
Okay, we have all infinity to see how you work, Desp.
They leave. Desp has a panic attack. It's hard to breathe. His head spins around. He approaches the end of the branch and looks at the starry sea. Grandpa lies unconscious on the couch. Jean sits in a bear knitted hat nearby and tries to play chess with him, but there is no reaction.
Come on, Grandpa, it's your turn. Grandpa. I can't win if you don't play.
He runs out of the hospital room. Jin's parents stand outside and talk with the doctor.
That's because you didn't listen to what the doctor said.
Stop blaming me for everything. My father is lying there, and maybe
Dad.
He will.
Grandpa doesn't play.
The adults don't notice Jin.
Dad.
Quiet, Jin. We're talking.
Mom.
Shh.
Mom.
Play with those kids.
I don't want to play with them.
You need to play with children your own age.
I don't want to.
Jin runs away to Grandpa. He is furious and sad at the same time.
I'm so sorry for that.
He's just a kid.
He is so close with his grandfather. They are best friends. And now, when Grandpa has been in a coma for 2 days, it's too hard for him.
I don't understand. Dad was just so eager. There must be a reason.
It's hard to say. Causes can be different, especially at his age. But his condition is good. There are no illnesses or injuries. His vitals are good for a man of his age.
I hope that Mom will help him to find a way.
Jin jumps up.
Of course. He just went to find Grandma. I should have known.
He shakes Grandpa slightly.
Come on, Grandpa, move. I'm going to save you.
Jin lies down nearby and falls asleep while hugging Grandpa. Finding himself in the dream world, Jin sits on the top of the roof and looks up to the clear, starry sky.
Where's the entrance?
He has no clue. He looks at the sky, but there's nothing.
Is there a door or something?
Jin gazes at the sky with all his might, squinting as best as he can. Finally, he notices a slight movement above the stars.
What?
It is such a tiny dot and so far away that Jin squints and then sees Charon, a nice man who looks more like a dwarf. Charon, suspecting nothing, rows across the starry sky, as if on the sea, in a tiny boat with a bag. He hums something to himself at ease until...
I see you.
Sharon notices him and becomes more afraid than ever. He rows faster, but it's too late. In the dream world, within the rotunda, there is nobody. Gloria peeks out. She runs carefully to the column with the auxil and looks around to check that no one is watching. She doubts for a second, but then decides to do it. She takes the auxil, hides it in her tiny bag, and escapes. Charon, scared to death, is pressed against the stern of his boat. He is shaking like a leaf. Jin sits on the opposite side of the boat.
That's so cool. Grandpa will be proud of me. Do you know where I can find dead people?
Charon is almost paralyzed with fear.
Oh, another one.
Oh, so you've seen my grandfather. Where is he?
At the same time, in the dream world, Desp goes from side to side.
I should do it. Or not? I have nothing to lose, or have I? Okay, I need to move on.
And he jumps. Gloria approaches the edge of the branch very slowly and looks down. The light flow seems so big and so far away. It's scary.
I should do it.
She starts running. Jin notices the light flow near the boat.
What is that?
He wants to swim closer.
Don't go there. It's dangerous.
I've heard the same words from my grandfather. Look.
Jin points to one side to distract Sharon, and at the same time, he grabs a paddle and rows a couple of strokes. Desp dives into the flow. Gloria dives into the flow. Charon is terrified.
Oh, stars, I'll lose my job.
The boat gets caught in a powerful stream and capsizes, causing Jin to fall overboard and find himself in its powerful current. Jin stumbles into Gloria and Desp in the stream. All of them fly out into the starry sea. This was the first episode of the Dreamwalkers podcast. Thank you for joining us on this captivating journey. If you've enjoyed this show, please take a moment to rate the podcast, subscribe, and share this episode with your friends. Sweet dreams.